Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Bro.
Brother.
You know, make that up because...
I'm just grateful she went from the front so I could see it coming as opposed to from behind.
Yeah, but I think if it happens from behind, you have a better chance of standing up because you've got more balance that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't see it coming, though, from behind, and then that can take you right over.
That's
I'd rather take it head on. Bring the train head on. The era has become.
Daddy's always happy.
Hello. This is the club portion of our broadcast.
Yes, hello? Yes, it is.
Club hour. Running a little behind, 6:08.
I got 6:07:45 on the TD 171 over here.
We got to talking about Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Bonds and his giant head. Isn't he like helping someone like as a hitting instructor now?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. He's 55, which makes me feel super old.
Yeah, he's all skinny now too. He like rides his bike a bunch and I think he's off the sauce.
Yeah, he probably is.
Well, you can't be on that stuff forever. Well, I suppose you can, but like Stallone. Stallone's on the sauce forever. But I think Bonds is, doesn't need to be that big anymore.
Wow, he is skinny.
Yeah, I think he's under a new health regimen.
It's so weird to see him that skinny.
Well, it's a health regimen.
That's like pirate skinny.
Yeah, he looks good.
But looks
yeah, I think he was doing like hitting instructing stuff with like the Marlins or something.
Dude, that guy.
I mean, arguably, he's the best baseball player of all time.
Best guy I ever watched.
I mean, the only thing that you have to throw shade at him is the...
With my own two eyes.
Is the steroid thing.
And in some instances, my own four eyes.
Oh.
I got new glasses today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Even though you're not wearing them?
Well, I just ordered them.
Oh.
They aren't in yet.
Yeah, your LASIK didn't take, right? You're back to being old and...
Whoa. You know. My LASIK was great. As a matter of fact, my eye doctor said that whoever did my LASIK... By the way, he's now in prison, but let's not talk about that.
Yeah, it's like no big deal.
She said he did a wonderful job.
Oh, but you still need him because you're getting old.
Well, yeah, that LASIK doesn't... It will always... Your eyesight will always deteriorate because you age. You can't stop that.
Eat more carrots. Isn't that what they tell you? Sort of vitamin K or whatever.
Yeah, they always said that. Is that a true thing?
I don't think so.
The carrot thing?
That's something that your mom always told you. Eat carrots. You'll have better vision. Sure.
I'll just get LASIK.
Yeah. Huh?
Then I don't have to eat carrots.
I've needed glasses for like 12 years.
I like a good carrot.
I had some carrots today.
But I'm not...
I need something to dip.
I'm not over the top on carrots.
I need some sort of accoutrement to go with my carrots. I'm not eating raw carrots. It's ridiculous.
Well, the little baby carrot. I mean, that it's not bad.
I need something
in
there.
But it's just, you know...
Give me a cooked carrot like in a nice... some sort of glaze, if you will.
Well, anyway, what were we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about your glasses.
Oh, yeah. Just wanted to tell you that.
You look handsome.
I liked him.
Yeah.
I liked him. But my wife's out of town, so she's probably going to hate him. See, I should have waited till she got back.
That's true.
Because, you know, you got to get the...
You got to get the approval from
the
missus.
That's right. She's got to sign off on that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, that's one of those things I know that eventually I'm going to have to break down. Like, I've been squinting my way through the last decade.
I thought you just got some.
I got some...
You wore them, like, one day.
No. I tried for like a week, and then God's honest truth, well, I did stop wearing them. My dog ate them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Crumb, the little bulldog.
How much you pay for those bad boys? Because they ain't cheap.
No, they're not. It's the biggest, like, you have insurance, and then they're right. Like, it'll be $8 million. You're like, I have insurance, and they're like, that's with insurance.
Right. Exactly.
Like, F you, which is why I don't go back. Like, I finally broke down, and remember I did. I was like, I'm going to wear them because I can't see. Like, when I'm driving, it gets a bit sketchy. I can't read stop. I can read a stop sign, but, like, the street signs, and, like, it's an issue. So I finally broke down and got glasses. And with insurance, again, it was $7 million. I took out a second on my mortgage. And literally, maybe a month after getting them, I didn't wear them one day. And I put them on, like, my bedside table. And the stupid dog ate them. And I was like, I am not paying another $200.
But your dog is stupid because those can't taste good.
No. Why is he eating them? Why would you eat a set of glasses? I don't know. It's the damnedest thing. The things that he chooses.
So you can't get those things replaced?
Well, I can if I want to pay him. Like, it's no, another, but like $200.
They're not like.
No, I don't think there's like a warranty. And by the way, if the warranty is on there, I don't think Fat Bulldog could. Like, I can't bring those in and be like, You know what else he eats? He eats razors.
God.
Like the, you know, the heads of, you know, like a Schick razor or whatever.
Why?
He eats those. I don't know.
But your dog's a moron.
Well, he is. He looks like a little fat baked bean, and that's what he eats.
So I'm just going to let you know that our insurance here at Intercom.
Yeah.
They provide $125 towards frames.
Yeah, good luck.
But it's a $95 copay. So basically you save $30.
Well, and can I ask the question?
30.
Why are eyeglass frames $700?
They're
well, it's
not
the lenses that are expensive.
Yeah, the lenses are the expensive part. But
no,
I got
if you want
some nice frame. I mean, you can go to some fancy places that have super high end frames.
Yeah.
But you don't need to go to Warby Parker, man. They're great. Their frames are like, you know, $100, whatever. And then if you get progressive lenses,
yeah,
which is what I got, they're extra. That's like $200 extra.
Everything's extra. And then they're like, well, do you want the ones that if they shatter, they're going to like cause blindness? And you're like, no. Like, well, that'll be $400 for the anti-shatter. And then you can't have glare on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of add-ons.
Yes.
They tried to get me into transitions, too.
Please,
I thought
for the
of
love
you.
Of
I
God.
I was like, no, I don't want that.
Yes, you do. Go Ron Rivera and George Seifert. Just complete your old manness out on the golf course. You're like, hey, Rob, you got sunglasses? Don't need them. Transitions. Please, please, please.
Anyway, no one cares about that. Coming up next, what world famous person's daughter is now a porn star?
That I didn't try to Google today. And if I did try to Google it, I couldn't find what I was looking for.
Very interesting.
By the way, someone else's bulldog ate their glasses as well.
Hmm.
Maybe that's a thing.
All right. 614 on the fan. Okay, very controversial news today because, well, porn is controversial. Someone is engaging in erotic behavior on internet.
Is it Tonya Harding? Do we need to have another reading of Tonya Harding erotic fiction?
And this is the daughter of a very famous individual, world star, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Not his Mexican counterpart, Steven Spielberg. Slightly less famous.
No, this is Steven Spielberg, Michaela Spielberg, 23 years old. She has come out as a porn star.
Well, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter is a porn star. And by the way, I'm bothered by the fact that like anyone can be a porn star.
Why?
You're not a porn star. You're a porn actor.
Well, no, she's not. Wait, what?
Well, like...
Oh,
like Lawrence Fishburne, like,
no.
I'm a porn star. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not a porn star.
Yeah, they're not all stars, is what
no.
you're saying. This girl, okay, so what she's doing is, now she does not have relations on camera. Okay.
Well, then how can you be a porn star? And by the way, she's adopted, right?
She is adopted because she looks...
She does not look like Steven Spielberg.
She's like... Yeah, she just looks half black, half white, kind of.
Yeah.
But Spielberg and his wife are both white. So, yes, your first thought is, wait a minute. But, yeah, she's adopted. They have two adopted kids. So she is 23, and she does not have relations on camera. What she does is she engages in erotic behavior on her own and puts it on internet.
Okay. Steven Spielberg must be so proud. Look, if that's what you do, hey, man, more power to you.
She lives in Nashville, and she wants to score an exotic dancing gig as soon as she can.
Again,
if she wants to be a dancer.
If that's what you choose to do, sure, I have no problem with that.
That's not a porn star, though. You're right.
No, that's not a porn star. And why? You're Steven Spielberg's daughter. Does she need does she need the money?
That's a good question. She says she says she suffered with anxiety during childhood.
Okay.
And going to boarding school in her teens led her to eating disorders and depression. But she does not blame Steven and his bride.
All right.
She says it's not my parents' fault. They adopted her as a baby. She says they couldn't have known my issues. The self-proclaimed sexual creature told the outlet, as she grew more confident in adulthood, she got really tired of not being able to capitalize on her body. And she got really tired of being told to hate her body. She loves her body. So she...
So this is what she wants to do this. She doesn't have to do it. She wants
she
to do
She likes it.
This.
Yeah. She's right. A sexual creature.
Okay.
And she's self-proclaimed chunky pixie, has previously teased her foray into honeypotting on her Instagram account, which has a follower count that's jumped from over 1,000 to more than 7,000 since she said this.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean...
She says she doesn't like to work a day job.
Does she have to work any job? She's Steven Spielberg's kid.
Well, that doesn't mean she's rich. I mean...
It kind of does.
Well,
you're Steven Spielberg's
kid. He may not
kid.
Give her a lot of money. Maybe like Warren Buffett, you know?
Yeah, well...
Plus, she's going into porn, so
well,
it's...
That was my question. Is like, if you're Steven Spielberg and you've got the purse strings pretty tight, right? You're like, hey, I'm not doing that. And then you're like, find out that your daughter's going honey potty. Wouldn't you think that's worth a couple shekels? You're like, all right, honey. Let's bump up the allowance a little bit.
This says her dad... this says Michaela tells the outlet she is no longer wanting to depend on her parents or the state. She says, this isn't like an end of the road or I've hit rock bottom choice. This is a positive, empowering choice. I've realized there is no shame in having a fascination with this industry and wanting to do something that is safe, sane, and consensual.
Okay. Again, I guess, right, if you know, you're not being forced into this and it's not like a desperation thing, you just want to do it. But
oh.
Your dad's worth $4 billion.
She's also engaged to Chuck, a 47-year-old dude. Holy crap.
Yeah, how old?
And so she said she's 23. She won't have sex on camera with anyone out of respect for him. So
anyone
she posts.
Anyone other than Chuck?
She posts under the stage name Sugar Star on Pornhub if you want to check it out.
Sugar Star!
They yanked her videos, though, because her permit application is still in, still being processed.
You have to have a permit? Okay. Boy, I didn't know any of this.
Yes, in Tennessee, you have to have Sexually Oriented Business Licensing Board.
Mm. Note to self.
They have to approve you.
Don't go to Tennessee. When I make my hardcore movies, you know, I don't like to play by the man's rules. I just do
what
I want.
I'd like to be on that board. I do massive quantities of research.
Deny, approve, deny.
Show me more.
I don't feel like we have a good
understanding of what you're planning to do. Could we see that?
Funny word. One more time. Rewind.
She claims her parents are intrigued by her new career path and hopes they will be proud of how she's bounced back from a drinking problem that almost took her life a couple of times after she turned 21.
Can I ask the question?
What? Yes,
of
course.
Are they really intrigued?
No.
Again.
They're terrified.
All for the adult industry. Have at it. That's what you want to do. More power to you. And if my daughters chose to go down that road, I'd like to believe I'd be like, honey, if this is what you really want to do, I'll support you, whatever, thumbs up. But at no point would the term intrigued cross my lips when it came to my daughters being involved in the adult film industry. You know what, honey? I'm really intrigued, and I can't wait to see your body of work. No, that's not something you should probably say.
She says, I actually think that once they see how far I've come from the bottom I was at a year and a half ago, they're going to look at this and go, wow, we actually raised a really self-assured young lady.
Wow, I think she's putting a lot of words in Steven Spielberg's mouth there, right? I think she's making a lot of big assumptions here about Steve.
Maybe she can get him to direct a couple of things, no?
I do think he probably has an eye for that.
Now, if he directed a porn,
he's giving her points. He's like pointers. He's like, the lighting here is all wrong.
Yeah, he's
it's all angles, honey, angles.
He'll watch the video and be like, "Oh my God, who directed this?
This is ridiculous."
If Steven Spielberg directs a porn, would it be one of the best movies ever?
It takes the porn world by storm.
Maybe that's what porn needs.
Is Spielberg directing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tarantino.
Everything he does.
That seems more like a Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino thing.
I feel like there'd be way too much story.
Get to the.
You're sitting there like, what is happening?
People are now texting in titles.
E.T. Bone Home.
E.T.'s Finger.
Oh, God. Indiana Boned.
Oh, good times.
Close Encounters of the Threesome Kind.
Watch that. What's it, you know, the pile of mashed potatoes? That could get real, real interesting real fast.
Well, that's a famous one. Saving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah, you know, Mrs. Assfire, Battlestar Orgasmica.
Wait, he did Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
I was just doing Spielberg movies.
Oh, you're just doing Spielberg movies.
Yeah, come on, man.
Sorry.
Mrs. Doubtfire is an underrated movie. That movie's good.
I don't like
it. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, not my...
You don't like it?
No, not my cup of tea. I know that's Robin Williams, like one of the standouts. It's one of my least favorite of his. I find the whole thing ludicrous.
I think it's a good movie.
Really? Like, if I put on an apron and a wig, my kids wouldn't know it was me? What, his kids are a bunch of idiots? Like, Dad, is that you?
Yeah,
no.
Wait a minute.
No, it's Mrs. Doubtfire.
You suspend disbelief on pretty much every movie you watch, but not that one?
Not on that one.
Why?
That bothers me.
Weird.
I can't get past it. Not a fan.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, Steven Spielberg, his daughter is now a porn star.
Again,
in porn.
Yeah,
she's an aspiring porn actress.
And
she
wants to performer.
She wants to hit the pole
with Chuck. Again, let me ask you this, Senor Spielbergo's daughter.
Just give me the pole.
And again, not knowing a ton about the industry, is it that hard to be an exotic dancer?
Yeah, that's
a big gap between aspiring exotic dancer and just exotic dancer? Can't you just go down on a Tuesday and be like, I'd like to be nude now?
Well, you can fall off a 20-foot stripper pole and break your jaw and then get enough money to leave the career and
let's do a follow-up on that.
Wait, wants to be a food critic.
What?
Yeah.
How much did she raise?
I can't remember I saw the picture with the giant check that she got.
Oh, my God.
And now she's going to go to school to be a food critic.
No way.
I just saw a title come in, and I can't read it, but it's just saying it involves Schindler's List. Followed up with, I'm sorry. And you should be.
40 grand.
That's ridiculous.
She got 40 G's for that.
40 G's?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, we talked about it. She had her jaw wired shut and those hospital bills. She's going to take a...
You don't think she has good insurance?
No. I don't think so.
Jean Sky.
She wants to be a food critic. It's a very big difference.
Well, hopefully she can. I mean,
Apollo 69.
Dare to dream. Ready Porno 1.
Oh, I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
Schindler's. Oh.
Don't. That's the one.
Is that the one that got you?
Yeah, that's the one that got me. Maybe we should steer clear of that one. Mm. There's a subject matter on that. That's. You know.
Did he do Big? He did the movie Big, right?
I thought that was a Penny Marshall.
I don't remember.
I don't think he did Big.
Throbbing Hood.
That's uncomfortable. That's where I draw my personal line.
Mine was at Schindler's List.
Mike's already drawn his line.
Mine was at Schindler's. Well, you got Jurassic Park, of course. That's an easy one. You know.
Jurassic
Pork. Right? I mean, you just...
No, but okay.
You can do 1,000 things with Catch Me If You Can. That's real easy.
Catch Me If You Can. You can.
Yeah. Well, I just change catch to whatever insert four-letter word you want.
Yeah. Close Encounters of Every Kind.
Yeah. What would you do with Lincoln?
Ooh.
Lickin'.
Oh, he did Hook, right?
Yeah, I think he did Hook. War Horse. Oh boy. Careful. He did a movie. Remember the Big Friendly Giant? It was just called BFG.
Oh boy.
Just leave it at BFG.
What is his best movie?
BFD.
That could mean a lot of things.
Ah, good times. Good. What's his best movie?
Yeah.
Ooh, probably Schindler's List. It's not my favorite, but
Saving Private Ryan will be up there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Saving Private Ryan was amazing.
Maybe I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
You can't really go wrong. I mean, E.T.
That's a great film.
Saving Private Ryan is a top five film for me. That's why I said there's a difference between what's the best movie and what's your favorite, but you know,
the best.
The best movie is either Schindler's List or Saving Private Ryan. Probably the one he's most known for would be E.T.
Yeah.
Or Indiana Jones.
Or Indiana Jones, yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Here are all of his movies ranked by Rolling Stone magazine.
What do they got as number one?
Scrolling.
Is it Feifel Goes West?
Catch Me If You Can is number four. Schindler's List, number three. Jaws, number two.
Catch Me If You Can is really good.
That is.
And I think underrated. I don't think a lot of people consider that a great movie.
That's criminally underrated then, if people are saying that. The worst movie he made, hands down, and I don't even like to admit that it's out there.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
The Crystal Skull.
A.K.A. Indiana Jones and the Crystal Plug.
Oh, my God.
Where do they have that ranked if you said they ranked all his movies? Because that should be last. That thing is such a hunk of S.
I'll look, but number one is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. Well,
number one.
Indiana Jones.
How many movies has he done? Because this list is 33 long.
I have no idea. I'm assuming.
Probably 33.
Probably 33.
Let me see what's 33rd. My internet sucks. My browser's all freaky. So I'll get it to you next. Well, How about that?
I'll tell you right now, if it's not the Kingdom, whatever the hell that thing was, with Shia LaBeouf, that's a shame if that thing is not the worst.
All right. Also coming up next.
Why did we give you our middle names?
Oh, well, we're going to play a match the middle name to the fan host game.
Okay.
But we're not going to do that today.
Oh.
I'm still collecting middle names. Because it's funny, I texted out this morning to a bunch of, fan guys. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what's your middle name? And you'd be, like, what do you think the response, do people just directly just text you your middle name?
Why wouldn't they?
Well, they don't.
Really?
Well, Dusty was the worst. He was like, why? Like, well, just answer the damn question. Yeah. And, of course, he's got all these questions. Like, are you stealing my identity? Luke said, are you stealing my identity?
For heaven's sakes.
And then people are smart asses. Like, Buck said, danger. My middle name's Danger.
Danger.
They're like, no, what's your name? Just, come on.
It's not that hard. You asked
Cam's I looked up. His is online.
Oh.
Because he's famous.
Yeah, he asked me what mine was. And I was like, well, this is it.
Right.
Well, I know yours. You're the honorable Everett. I Everett Rupp.
Yes.
It's a good name.
I have collected most of the middle names here.
Sure, but not enough to...
I'm not going to lie. I think I have the best middle name of anyone at the station.
Oh, it's way better than mine. I'll tell you that right now. You have a great name.
I have a whole list here.
Isaac Everett Rupp is a hell of a name.
So we won't do that today. We'll do that maybe Friday.
And someone does say all the S we've given Dusty, you can't really blame him for being suspicious. Plus, dude, all that coke probably makes him a little nervous.
That guy still pisses me off.
Cocaine and staying up all the time.
Because he got off scot-free. We never tased it. He lost a dignity bet, and he was never tased, It's BS.
Again, I think with all the blow use, his heart couldn't take it.
People love cocaine.
Also, a story about a jar of tongues. Here's Mike. P1 Scott makes a good point. We were talking about Spielberg's daughter being in porn.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it devolves into Spielberg movie porn names.
Sure.
Jaws, the best part of Jaws is it works just fine as a porn title.
Yeah, you don't have to change it at all, right? Same thing with, the BFG. You can just leave it alone. Hey, what are you watching, Jaws? That you didn't remember when you were a kid and you had to take your VHS tape, like your dirty tape and put it like in the one VHS box that no one wanted to watch. Like the Joy Luck Club. Go ahead and put it in right there.
What movie were you saying was his worst?
The Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. It's an embarrassment. It's absolutely
Oh, there it is right there. 28th.
What the hell is behind that?
All right.
Because I'll go out on a limb and say, of all the good series that are out there, you know, I think of Star Wars or Indiana Jones, whatever trilogies or, you know, just, you know, movie franchises. In my opinion, that is the worst movie in a good movie franchise. And that includes Rocky V, which I also don't like to admit is a real movie. I would gladly watch Rocky V simply for the end credits when they do the montage rather than sit through Shia LaBeouf or whatever the hell his name is playing Indiana Jones' kid butt.
So his four worst movies, worse than that, according to Rolling Stone, are Always.
No.
That was with Richard Dreyfuss.
And John Goodman, right? I think Bette Midler might be in that as well.
Holly Hunter, too.
Yeah. No.
Number 30 is The Terminal with Tom Hanks.
Oh, no. Now, I will say that Tom Hanks' Russian accent, it's a little tough. It's tough, but no. The Terminal is a cute movie.
They've got The BFG, third from last.
Wrong.
Then they go Twilight Zone, the movie. 1983, he made that.
No, that's a good one with like Jonathan Lithgow. And it's got the series of short stories and the little dude ripping the engine apart. That list is bunk. I would rather watch every one of those movies behind that in a row than watch one time through of The Crystal Skull.
And the worst movie, according to them, is 1941, which ironically was made in 1979.
I don't think I saw 1941, so I can't comment on that.
Old movie. I don't know. I don't know what it is. So there you go.
You okay over there? You lost in deep thought?
I was just reading about 1941.
I was going to say, you were staring like very intently. I was like, what did you see?
Hey, real quick story about a jar of tongues.
Yeah.
Saw this. Did you see this story?
No, but I was intrigued when you said there was a story about a jar of tongues.
Gainesville, Florida.
Of course.
Primetime Florida.
Well, that goes without saying.
Gainesville Police Department has confirmed the human remains discovered under a Gainesville home were part of a research project conducted by a former University of Florida professor.
These had a jar of tongues?
On Monday, an inspector discovered jars of tongues under the foundation of a home. Hmm. So he calls the police department to report, hey, I don't want to see this.
What was he doing underneath the house?
He was an inspector.
Okay. He's just crawling.
That's what they inspect. They inspect foundation or whatever.
You're in crawl spaces.
Officials investigated and found that the tongues were owned by Dr. Ronald A. Bauman, a former researcher at the University of Florida. Bauman began his research in Indiana and brought the jars with him when he began working at Florida. So he drove, I'd like to point out, he drove from Indiana to Florida with jars of tongues.
Sure. Well, who hasn't done it? I mean, come on.
So,
why were they underneath his home?
Well, he says he put them down there. He left them under the house for storage.
What?
But he forgot about them. And then he got a divorce, and his ex-wife lives at the house.
I think he got divorced because he had jars of tongues.
And so he said, oh, yeah, I forgot about those jars of tongues that I have.
And
so they found them.
I find it very weird that you had human body parts. And
very
you just
innocent
decide-
story.
I don't know. You're
hiding. You think he killed people?
I don't know. I just know that you're hiding human body parts in the crawl space. I don't think that's normal.
Doesn't seem it.
No, I understand that you had the
jar. But that would be a good place to go.
You had the jar of tongues, like, legitimately.
But where would you put your jars of tongues?
Well, not in the... Like, who keeps anything in a crawl space? Nothing.
I do.
Do you
really?
I
have a great crawl space. Like, it's fantastic. Like, you could almost walk in certain parts of it, like, upright.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic for storing things.
Huh.
Because it locks. You can't get to it. And it's wide open. It's just like extra storage.
Jars of tongues?
I throw crap. Yeah, I throw my jars of tongues down there.
Yeah, human hands, things of that nature.
Yeah, pile up my bodies.
So I'm just going to say, if people start going missing, we know where to look, and that's Rob's crawl space. I thought you didn't have a home yet.
Well, it's being renovated.
Oh, so the renovated home has the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that has a really great crawl space.
I'm intrigued by what people are going to find under there, because you got people renovating right now. You might want to move.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to move those.
No, I already did. Okay. It's cleared out now. All the bodies. I've had to move the bodies.
Oops, I forgot about the tongues.
Do not, whatever you do, don't look in the Willamette.
I think that goes without saying. I don't want to know what's in the bottom of the Willamette. No.
All right, Johnny, Big Johnny, wraps it up next on The Fan.
Morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
A quick follow-up, and I'll bring John in here for this. Our last segment, we were talking about the former Florida professor who got a divorce from his wife, and as the home was being inspected, the foundation of the home was being being inspected by the investigator, or the inspector guy. How am I doing?
Doing great. Keep going.
Keep the ball inbounds. Keep the clock running. You're doing just fine.
He was in the crawl space, and he found jars of tongues. Now, a couple of our, and yes, I just glossed over that. Jars of tongues. Yeah. Yes, human tongues. So
human tongues.
It was just, and it's just being, it's being presented as it was a research experiment.
Yeah, he's a professor. Yeah, he's an oropathologist.
So, some texters text in. They're all over. Shocking. Our listeners are all over this story.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoa, look into that. There was more than just tongues down there. Mm-hmm. So let me read you this from The Sun. They were found during an inspection of a house in Gainesville, Florida. Some of them date back to the 1960s. Each jar is labeled with a name and date and reportedly holds about 1 gallon. At least 6 jars contain formaldehyde and body parts. Some contained human tongues. The retired professor published studies in the 70s and 80s. Hours after the frightening Monday discovery, a man claiming to be the home inspector who notified police wrote to Reddit, "Today I was inspecting a crawl space for foundational issues. Once I crawled in, I saw quite a few old children's toys, lots of old construction debris, as well as aged, covered in dust, spiderwebs, and mold. Further in, I discovered 8 to 10 plastic jars. I looked at them and noticed masking tape with a single name on each. First names, human names, like Angela, Heather, Virginia. I was going to continue the inspection, but those first names just didn't sit right with me. I went back and found that one jar was rusted through on top. Inside, I saw a plastic bag and immediately saw what looked like small bones. I removed the bag and almost immediately realized it was actually a small infant child. Her first name written on the exterior, the details of her little face were still very much preserved."
Yeah, it doesn't sound like just jars of human tongues to me.
Yeah, and then he put footage on Reddit, too, of the tongues. And then later he found the tongues. So,
psycho.
There's more to that story.
Again, no one just puts tongues in the crawl space and is like, "Oops, I forgot."
I
can't believe I did that.
Oh man, what did I do with those tongues? Yeah. Oh yeah, crawl space.
Yeah.
All right.
Like the jar of tongues is the most normal thing he found.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was a valid point.
What are you doing tonight?
Yuck.
What's your night?
I'm watching TV right now.
What are you watching?
I'm watching The Sandlot, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Good movie. You know what I started last night?
What?
This may not be up your alley. Narcos Mexico Season 2.
I heard Season 2 isn't as good as Season 1. Do we have any confirmation on that?
Of Mexico or just Narcos?
Narcos.
I don't know. I'm 2 episodes in. It's pretty good so far. I can't.
You lost me after Escobar, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I think all those seasons are really, really good. Yeah, it's moved on to El Chapo and, like, you know.
Ooh. Well, you know, I'm kind of intrigued by El Chapo.
It's just going through the time of the history of the drug trade.
Yeah.
Basically. But yes, the best ones were Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, the very first ones. That stuff was fascinating.
Yeah, that first season was really good.
Yes, they came out, and it's not their fault, but when you come out gangbusters like that, it's hard to live up to.
Well, his story is one of the most famous ones. They started with that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, and that's why I haven't watched any of the other ones, because that first one was so good, and then I heard everything else after that has been a disappointment. I don't know that that's true.
It's not true. They're good. They're just not, again, just like a lot of shows, the first season, you can't beat it. But I just love that material. I'm a sucker for the the cartel
stories. Well, it's
such
a fascinating world.
McMillions. You guys watch McMillions yet?
I have not. Although people keep telling me about that, but that is one that I have not.
I'm 2 episodes in on that.
I'm backlogged on a handful of things. I'm still trying to get through. I started You recently, and I'm already backlogged on that.
I'm looking for something, Rob. What's McMillions all about?
McMillions is about the scam of the million-dollar Monopoly pieces at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some stuff on that. They did a documentary on that. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's good. Huh. It's on HBO.
I'll have to check that out. I've seen some articles and some like 48-hour stuff on that. I know that there was a scam. Isn't it all one guy that was running it? Is that true?
For the most part, yeah. There was one. There was a kingpin, behind it.
Yeah. That dude. How do you get that idea to become the McDonald's kingpin behind scamming the McMillions?
Well, I think you're like, hey, I got to steal $1 million.
You need to watch it.
Well, I would assume that the basis of it is if you're going to steal $1 million, wouldn't that be the easiest way to try to steal $1 million?
He had
McDonald's.
He had access.
Oh.
Well, you know now I'm not as far into it as probably some people, but that whole thing with the game pieces, they went through serious, serious steps to make sure that that game was not compromised.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they did. But there was somebody on the inside that, you know, I mean, corrupt.
They still play McDonald's, don't they? Or they still play Monopoly at McDonald's, don't they?
I don't know. I don't go to McDonald's.
Maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
They play it at Safeway.
Yeah, Safeway does that.
I just wonder, like, they still do, and I think they still do. Like, what? It would be interesting to look at the precautions in place before the scandal and what the new precautions in place are.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You should watch it.
When I was in high school, we had a kid. This isn't a citizen, and it was pretty cool for us. But we had a kid that worked at Burger King, and Burger King did some. It was like you got a game card, and it was like a checkers board, and you scratched off the little pieces trying to get your checker over to one side, and somehow he figured out there was a certain path that won you a Whopper every time, and he stole a bunch of game pieces and then would pass them out at school, and we had free Whoppers for like half my junior year. It was pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Well, you better believe if I worked at a fast food restaurant and one of those games, you better believe I'd be stealing pieces left and right.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
I don't know how he figured it out, but there was a certain pattern that if you did the same thing every card, you won. Now, there were other prizes you could win, so you had to give up the allure of trying to win whatever the other prizes were. But if you wanted the Whopper, you could win it every time, and it was fantastic for an entire year.
That's cool. All right, have a good night.
All right, see you guys.
Love everybody. There he goes, John. Coming up next, it is Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch, I believe, because I see Patrick in there.
You are correct.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 5:30. Short show due to Ducks basketball. Be here with us, won't you? On The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.